Well, God bless you in the name of Jesus Christ, and welcome to another Skype fellowship, the second one of the year. How's everyone's week been?
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's freezing here in the south of Europe, but probably you there also have cold and bad weather.
It's really cold, especially in the living room right now, because we've unplugged the heater. We've got a little blower to warm the room up. But we think that's the thing that's been tripping the electric, but it is unplugged at the moment, but something else is tripping it. So we're going to have to stay cold. But we're hot on the word. We're hot with God.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's fire. It's cold here, too.
Hi, Cindy, darling. God bless you.
Hi. God bless you, sir.
Yeah, that's awesome. All right, what we'll do then, so it's me, Kim, Jason here, and you guys on there. And I'm sure other people, they want to join, they will, as they usually do later on. So what we're going to do, we're going to get someone to open up the word of prayer. Frank, I like you to start off with whatever's in your heart to share and then pass it on to someone else. Leave me out of it to the end, all right? So, and then when you get asked to share the next person, then pass it on, like we did last week, just to see what God's doing and if there's anything you want to share that... testimonies or something that God's showing you to encourage us all, then we'll do it that way. So, Cindy, would you like to open up a word of prayer, darling?
Sure. Father, I thank you for this day and everybody in this fellowship and blessing everybody and keeping everybody safe and protected and a hedge of protection around us all. And I just thank you that we have a great day of fellowshipping and sharing your word and that we have open minds and hearts to your word and we learn a lot from whatever is taught today and that we can retain it and apply it in our lives. And that we just have a great day together in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Wonderful. So off you go, Frank.
Yes, okay, thank you. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this time you make available. And I am thankful for your presence in this fellowship in the heart of everyone. And for whatever you... will do in and the words that you will put in our mouth and for whatever you decide for the fellowship in France and you provide for the coming back for all what we will do during this time that you planned before the beginning of the world. And I'm very thankful for what you are working in your heart, in our life, and for the prosperity, for everything that you gave to us, because... you are loving and you are taking care for us in every situation, and we are very thankful for all of these in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. So if you want to go ahead and share whatever's in your heart, Frank, testimonies, or whatever God's working in you, speak forth, bro.
Okay. Yes, Lawrence, thank you. Then I'm very blessed for... what God is doing in my life, and for health, for taking care of my life, and with Annie, and taking care to me with a great meal, and yes, and we are very blessed. God is he's taking care and for everything in our life, I have a believer make born again, you know, we share the word of God and he accepted Jesus Christ as Lord, he spoke in tongues and he is phoning regularly, and we go to hospital for surgery, and we encourage him, and we pray for him, and God is put us at work. And we are very thankful for what he has done for us to with this laborer. We just do what God makes available, and we are very thankful. And my job is, I am an ambulance driver, and I'm very blessed with that, because it's about taking care of people and driving people to some places, and make some emergencies that is soft, and it's I think quite different from I think USA or or UK. You know, we not it's a little different, but that's okay. And when I went in Burgundy, where I'm living, it was just I haven't had a job, and I asked God that, you know who I am, and what I need to do, and I know I know God that I'm looking for a job, and God opened the door for this job as a ambulance driver, and I recognize it's really from God, and you know, because taking care is good, you know, but it's not me, it's God taking care, in fact, because I really I rely on God, and God is doing the job greatly. Wow. And people, sometimes people recognize me, but I don't recognize them. I'm ashamed about that sometimes. But you know, because we have a lot of people, we meet a lot of people, we help a lot of people, and sometimes they recognize me, but not. Yeah, it's a little laughing and ashamed, like I'm ashamed, but that's okay. God is with taking care. Yeah. And a lot of healing too, you know, people I meet in my car, and a lot, and we had also a great miracle at the beginning. I did this job because we've got a kind of barrage, you know, for retaining workers in Semiramis, and this barrage was fragile. And I just remember that when I was driving, God said, I was inspired to minister healing to the barrage, you know, to take authority for, because it was raining.
Yeah.
And when there is a lot, the barrage could break, you know. And at this time, I was inspired to order to the rain to stop. Because of the barrage, and the day after, I went to the newspaper, and I look at the newspaper, and they said that if the rain was 1 day more, the barrage would have been broken, you know, would broken. There is a lot of houses under the barrage, and people, you know, and I recognize that God did something when I ordered the rain to stop because of the barrage.
Yeah.
Yes, and this barrage, in fact, was repaired and built and strengthened, you know, with workers for the barrage to be very strong. And now it is stronger. And I'm very blessed by that.
That's great.
So, yes, God is very great. And I can also speak about healing about a woman I took in my car, you know. And she, we had to go to Dijon. You know, Dijon is 1 hour from here. And I needed to bring her to a neurologist, And I just spoke to the woman normally, you know, not especially something special. And at one time I asked her, are you a believer? And she said, yes, I am. And then the door was open to speak about the word of God, about healing, about Jesus Christ. And I used sometimes, you know, she was from a Catholic background, and I used to begin to criticize, a kind of criticizing, you know. But this time I said no. I just encouraged her and blessed her, and I said that healing is available because Jesus Christ died for us, and he gave us authority, he placed us at the right hand of God, you know. I just was positive and encouraging this an old woman. She had like 83, 84, I don't remember exactly. And she has chemotherapy. The problem she needed to go to the neurologist was she has her tooth. Neurologist, yes, it's a neurologist. And she had her tooth who was straight, and she couldn't pee. She couldn't move correctly her tooth, you know, foot tooth.
Yeah.
And I said, I can minister, and she had some pain, no, too, you know, and I said, okay, you know, it's available for you to be healed. And then I ministered healing to her. I offered her to the pain to be removed, and she said, yes, I believe I want to be healed. And I said, okay, I'm going to minister healing. Just, I don't need to touch. I just speak. And I said, pain be cast out in the name of Jesus Christ. And once I said that, the pain was no more. And I said to her, choose, I order you now to be released and to move and fold correctly. And I said, now move your choose and try to move it. And she began to do it. Yes, okay, it's better. And after that we had some time to drive again. And she said that she was fearing this neurologist. She went, you know, and like making fear to the woman, and she was not at ease for that. But I was continuing to speak the word of God, encourage her, etc. And she went to the place for the rendezvous. I mean, the appointment.
Yeah.
And I was waiting for her just after that. And she went back. And in fact, the neurologist said, "Oh, you can continue a little the medicines, but." And you will stop slowly, and you won't need any more. And she was very, very blessed, and she said, "Oh, I'm very blessed by what you said, and I'm very." And I was like stronger before this neurologist, and I haven't got fear anymore. And then she was really blessed, and I was very blessed because God was at work at this time, and God was putting me in His work, and yes, and she was able to walk very well, and yes, I'm very blessed for that, and I'm will be very blessed to receive you here by the grace of God and by His providing. And I'm confident in what God is able to do for each person who will want to come here. And for me, it will be a time of healing, a time of sharing, a time of great things from God. And Yes, and I think we can rely on God, our Father, and He's going to take care and to protect us. You know, nothing will happen bad for us. You know, yeah. He has a plan for each one of us, and yes, He's really loving us and taking care and strengthening us and healing us. And putting us at work because He wants us to be at work. I mean, to be in the grace and at rest. But putting God at work by our faith and by our words, because we frame the word with our words. Then, yes, that's what I wanted to share. And
wonderful.
I thank you, Lawrence, and I would ask Christina to share that.
Christy? Yeah.
Okay, thank you, Lawrence.
Bless you. Hi, Christy, Lawrence, are you online, darling?
Otherwise, I have someone else, perhaps, and she would be asking for by someone else. I don't know.
Okay.
I would say Anna then.
Anna, okay.
Hi. Thank you, Frank. I will just share something. It's not a testimony, but I received. We have. Some believers, Portuguese ones, we have a group in the WhatsApp and we send message to each other. Some are out of Portugal. So today I received from our brother David, I received a verse from the scriptures. It's Proverbs 30. Verse 5, that is, every word of God is pure, a shield unto them that put their trust in Him. And that reminds me that in the Psalm 119, there is a lot of things about the word, and it's a chapter that blessed me a lot, and right in the beginning, I will not read a lot because I have here the Portuguese, the American Bible. It is in the 18. He was always asking God to give him knowledge, to open his eyes, to let me check. Sorry, I need to read. open though mine eyes. Yes, he was always asking God to give him knowledge and wisdom, and what we do with the word, if it is written or spoken, spoke with inspiration from God, what we do with the word is our decision and responsibility to keep that word in our hearts and keep it warm. So we will be hot in the word. Our days will be better, and we will be excited with the things of God, because He will show us everything we need to know, and because we desire that knowledge to our lives and to our hearts. Of course, it's not only for us, because we can release that word to others and help others to get born again and to learn how to go to God and to learn how to read the scriptures and to do things with God and work with Him. But it blesses me a lot because we can ask Him to give us knowledge, to teach us, to instruct us. But that is a decision of ours. Sometimes we will be really hot in the world and the things with God. Some days we could be not so excited, but He's always there. He gave us His spirit. We will never lose it, and we can do a lot of stuff with the power of the Holy Spirit. It's really great. It's what I want to share with you tonight.
That's wonderful.
And next,
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, we kind of went out there.
Yeah. Is Kim there?
Yeah, in Kim's here.
Okay, so I pass her the word.
Okay. Well, I am not going to share something about me, but I'm going to share something about my daughter-in-law because it blessed me so, so very much.
Oh, sweetheart, it looks like it's gone again. Don't know why. Hold on. Yeah, I don't know. Why is that doing that? No, 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 it hasn't. Is it gone? No, we've got internet access. It's just the Skype. Oh, it's the Skype, Jason.
It's nothing to do with the
tree lights have gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, hi. We kind of went again.
Okay.
He thinks it's the Skype kicking us out. Because I got such a hot testimony. The adversary don't want you to hear it. Right, so it's not about me, it's about our daughter-in-law, Amber. So, these Danny and Amber, they're really getting on so well. And they obviously moved into their place a couple of years ago. And round about Christmas time, things become a little tough and finances become a little tough. And they have such giving hearts, they really do. So they worked out their finances, and Christmas Eve, I think it was, Amber had to pay a bill to the DVLA. She went through a red light, and it cost her £100. Anyway, she had to pay it. She didn't have a choice. So she paid this money, and they don't get paid until January. So anyway, she's paid this £100 to the DVLA, and then about 4 days ago, she realised she had another bill coming out, and this bill was for £134. Now, if she didn't pay this bill, it was an instalment for their insurance, for their car. So if she didn't make the payment, they would make her pay the whole amount in full, which she couldn't afford to do, because even though they've been driving for a lot of years, their insurance is still £800 a year. So anyway, she rang and she asked us, and Lawrence said, no, we don't have it, Amber, sorry. She rang Carl, our youngest son, and Carl said, no, I don't have it, Amber. She rang Leanne, and Leanne said, no, we don't have it, Amber. She spoke with her mum, she spoke to her nan, she spoke to her auntie, and she had another auntie that she's never, ever, ever asked to borrow money, and the auntie said, no, sorry, I don't have it, Amber. Everywhere she went, everybody said they didn't have it. So she then looked at Danny, and she said, because they just watched the War Room as well, which really blessed me. So she said, Danny, we're doing this in our own strength. Let's just pray to God and ask God to take care of it. She said, and we'll leave it to Him. So they sat down and they prayed fervently from their heart. And they forgot about it. And then 2 days later, when the £134 or whatever it was had to be paid.
Can someone mute their mic, please? In. Kim Haley, could you mute your mic, mate? It's coming through that weird noise again.
Running a tap.
Yeah. Kim, can you mute the mic?
Just trying.
Are you trying? Is it having a problem? Are you, mate?
Someone pulled the plug in me a few minutes ago. And
it's just the internet just cut out.
Anyway, she, it's 2 or 3 days later, she checked her bank, and lo and behold, she doesn't know how it happened, the DVLA put £134 in her bank. She was and she actually showed us through the text. The DVLA, the driving license authorities, reimbursed her £134. And she didn't just pay them on the 24th of December £100, but they reimbursed her £134, which actually took care of her bill. And she sent us all a message on our family WhatsApps going, "Woo woo, you're never going to believe what's just happened." So, you know, when we, and we were all blown away because the DVLA don't give you anything. They do not give you anything. If they owe you something, it takes months and months and months. But anyway, this was unexpected, right out of the blue. She even double-checked her bank, just in case she made a mistake and sent them £200 instead of £100. But then it still didn't make any sense. So she managed to get the bill taken care of. And by the time everything was done, her and Danny were £10 in credit. And she was so excited and she was so blessed. So it just goes to show that sometimes, you know, we try to do things in our own strength, as she was saying, but when you give it to God, you never know where it's coming from. But the least person we'd expect it to come from is the DVLA, the Driving License Authority Association. So that was a wonderful testimony that Amber shared with us, and I thought I'd share with you guys tonight. So
you need to get someone else to share that.
Okay, so I am going to ask Jason.
Okay.
Eat that one.
I was trying to sit in the corner and be unnoticed, but it didn't work, did it? I was sitting so well with a halo on my head as well, you know.
Yeah, that halo's slipping.
Then I was asked to talk. Then the halo dropped. Hello, everyone. God bless you all. I've had an interesting time. Since the beginning of the year, all I can say is newness of life, really, because I was struggling towards the end of last year, the last 4 months of the year, with a lot of leg pain from all the walking, and with my job, it's becoming very, very hard to do, and, you know, demoralization starts to set in, and, yeah, you know, 1 minute you overcome it, next minute it drags you down, and it's a constant battle sometimes. Well, I've been working on it, taking it to God, and just doing what I was able to do day by day. And since the turn of this year, I've been flying through my work. I still have pains, but it's just been different. And it's almost like walking in newness of life. We can't, it's like anything, we can't make ourselves do anything. The only thing we need to have is faith in God, in Jesus Christ, believe the word. And I know there are certain physical things as well. I'm getting older. I'm not getting any younger. And I forget that when I'm trying to carry on like I was a 21-year-old. The body starts to kind of get to a point where you need to slow down slightly sometimes. And I had to do a little bit of that as well. And resting up when I didn't really want to. It tried to come back with a vengeance this week even, and it's funny, I was chatting to Lawrence the other night, and I said, I literally finished my day's window cleaning, and not all my customers have paid me, so I'd have to go out in the evening and collect, so it's more walking around again, and as I'm setting out to go collecting, this pain just goes straight through my groin, my calf. And I'm thinking, no. I'm going collecting, I'm getting my money in. That's it, you ain't stopping me. And, you know, and it's almost like the enemy, just stood there waiting for me to step out so that you could just stick a needle in or something. But, you know, the enemy's under our feet, and sometimes it's difficult, because it's difficult to bring your mind round to the point of who is my Lord. Is the pain my Lord, or is Jesus Christ my Lord? So, I find myself reminding myself of various things from over the years, and God, well, God was giving me reminders. And I ended up laughing at it all in the end. And by the time I was done on the collecting that night, I needed some stuff from the shop, and walking back home from the shop, and each time I started to limp, I just think, no, I'm walking, man, not limping, that's it. And I just be adamant on it. And it comes to a point, you've rebuked it, you've thanked God, and you've run the scriptures through, and someone's trying to wipe the smile off your face, take the joy away, take the peace from your heart. So the thing to do is do the opposite of what they're trying to make you do, and smile right in the face of it all, and just say, hey, I'm healthy, I'm fit, I'm strong. And it really works. It really works. We do have an awesome God. We do have an awesome Lord Jesus. And, well, I'm loving it, because we can literally claim this newness of life. No matter how we feel, no matter what our bodies are going through, no matter what's going on inside, we can claim that newness of life. And we've got Holy Spirit, and we just continue. We could just continue looking to God. We just continue trusting in Him and being strong in the Lord and the power of His might. And so many people try to be strong, but when we try to be strong, no matter how strong we can be, we fail, because it's not in God's strength. But when we let go and literally just believe what the Word says and act on the things we know God is encouraging us to do, the strength comes. And it's the strength within, and when we've got that strength within, obviously from the scriptures, from speaking in tongues, and, you know, taking our minds off ourselves as well. If there's nobody around I can give to, I can still give by praying for people. And the devil hates it when we do that stuff. But it's funny, because I sit down sometimes at home and I start singing. And whatever comes to my heart, it just comes out that way. And it's a while since I've done that. A lot of the time I come home and kind of zonked out within an hour. But I started singing last night, and I realized how blessed I am. It's really loud, that noise.
Yeah,
I just sat down and I started singing. A lot of times when I do this, the words just come, so it's just God really working in my heart, but also revealing to me what's really in my heart. And I was just really blessed, thinking how wonderful it is, how wonderful brothers and sisters in Christ to stand with, and how each one of you is so special to my heart, and you really are. And it's just fantastic, because when we're out there in the world, we don't see it. We don't see much of the love of Christ shining through people. And each individual person has that love of Christ in the body of Christ. And I only hope I can reflect back what you're shining out to me, and so that it can be a blessing for you as well. So that's pretty much it, apart from a few little open doors here and there that I've had, and been blessings, you know. I got blessed with them, so, and other people too. So God bless you all.
So you got Pedro and Cindy,
I've got to pass it on, haven't I?
Yeah.
Pedro. Pedro, would you share next, bro?
Yeah, thank you. Blessed to hear you. What I have to share is just my, this week has been a kind of intense week at work. Usually teachers like me, we just don't give classes, you know, only. We have meetings and a lot of extra work, we call it bureaucratic work. And this week, as we start the year, many things happen. Monday I had a meeting with colleagues about things we have to take care. And the day after, it was a long day. I went early, and I used to get out later. It's the longest day of the week. And I even was supposed to have a private class with the daughter of a colleague of mine, because she is having problem with some discipline that is hard. It's geometric, but it's a hard. It doesn't matter too much. So, but she get late, and we didn't get on time. So I came home, and I was really tired. And that was before yesterday, Tirsa.
Tuesday.
So it was Tuesday, and I got home, and I was really tired, and I said, I ain't going to do nothing I usually do, like, you know, go to my study, my office, and do my stuff. I just sit down and speaking in tongues. I made a little list of people, including you guys, and I was like 2 hours speaking in tongues, and that was a blessing. Everything went away, every pressure. You know, like when your mind is heavy and you have a lot of things to think about. And yesterday I had another meeting with the parents of the students, the class I'm directing, and things went smooth too. So what I'm saying is when pressure is on, best thing is go to God and not only pray, of course pray, but also to put the power of God to work. And it reminds me of the book of Job, when he was having his situation, and when he prayed for his friends, he got rid of all his situations. So many times, if we don't stay focused on our situation and we put our heart to, you know, bless others, do something for others, our situation will be much better. And that will happen. I was speaking in tongues for many people. I even speak in tongues for Frank, who was around 7 o'clock in Portugal. It would be probably 2 hours later in Dijon, I don't know. I don't know if he has anything to do with his sharing about that lady, probably. I don't know, but, you know, sometimes when you speak in tongues for someone, things happen in people's life. Yeah. And you don't even know, you don't realize it.
Yeah.
But the thing is, it's good for you too. It's good for us, because we take off the heat from our shoulders, you know, just give things to God. And once you're giving, you're receiving. And you also receive a lot of release from your pressures. So that was my sharing about it. It's just this week has been, I usually do that many times, especially when I'm in vacations, in holidays, because I have free time to do it. And I used to take 1 or 2 hours to speak in tongues and make a little list of people, and being like 10 to 15 minutes speaking for each person. But during my working days, I hardly do that, because I don't remember doing it, maybe. But this time I was like, oh, I feel so tired. What am I going to do to God? And he put that on my heart, and it was a blessing for me too. So that was my sharing. It's a good principle for our lives, you know.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah.
Who's left for Sherry? Are you?
Cindy, you.
Oh, Cindy. Oh, yeah. I don't know if Cindy is there.
Yes, Cindy.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, so I pass you the sharing time. God bless you.
Okay. God bless you too. It's been crazy. The last couple of weeks, all the stuff that I have to deal with, but God is helping me get through it all, and everything seems to be going well. But, you know, I still have some loose ends to tie up, and I believe that, you know, I just keep giving it to God. I believe that I leave it with God. Let me put it that way. I believe that it will all work out. There were some things that certainly surprised me that I found out that were pretty shocking to me, but I was able to get things worked out, so I'm just really thankful for that. You know, when somebody passes away, there's all kinds of stuff that you have to deal with, and so basically I've been going through a lot of that stuff that wasn't the stuff I had to do right away, but was still things I had to deal with. So, yeah, everything seems to be handled mostly. I still got some things going on with the RV that I have to work out, but it seems like everything's working out well, so I'm just really thankful it's all working out. And other than that, doing stuff around the house, I'm not planning on going back to work till the spring. And I just believe when I'm ready to do that, the right job will be there for me. I've been praying about a job and what I would, you know, I would like God to give me a kind of job that would really bless me, you know. So I'm going to see what happens with that, you know.
What kind of thing would you like to do, Cindy? Do you know? Do you have an idea?
I work as a technical writer, but the thing is, the last jobs I've had over, like, say, the past 10 years were all contract jobs, and I don't necessarily like being a contractor. I want to get, like, a full-time job where there's better benefits and stuff like that.
Okay.
You know? So that's what I'm praying for, something like that. I don't know if God even wants me to stay in Michigan. For now, I'm planning to stay here for at least a year and, like, see how it goes. So I figure, you know, it's a good idea to go back to work, you know, and not have to just have outflow and no inflow. I mean, there's not a lot on the inflow side right now. There's, like, a little teeny bit that on the inflow side, but it's not much. So I really don't want it to stay in that situation, so. But who's left me enough to take care of me for retirement? I'm really thankful for that. And I don't know. I mean, I'm just thankful. A lot of people can't say that, so I have a lot to be thankful for. What can you say about that, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm just really thankful. I just keep thinking for all the things I have to be thankful for everything that's, like, you have to deal with this or that. I mean, it's really nothing. And then when I look at the whole situation, even the way God set us up when Bruce got sick, I mean, we bought this house, and it's really good that we were here. This was a really good place for Bruce to convalesce and everything. We had enough money and everything. I mean, God really took care of us through the whole thing.
That's right.
And I wish that Bruce was still here. I mean, I really miss him.
Yeah, I bet you do.
But by the same token, I'm thankful that God got us through the whole thing. And I believe God will keep getting me through. And I know that Bruce is with God, and, you know, there's nothing I can, you know. I don't know. I know there's the whole big debate about soul sleep, and if you, the next conscious moment you're with Jesus, and then some believe that as soon as you die, your soul and spirit goes to Jesus. But either way, it doesn't really matter, I don't think. You know, the next thing you know is he'd be with him anyway, so.
Yeah,
I'm kind of, I know, you know, what Dr. Will thought and everything, but I'm kind of in the camp that believes that your soul and spirit goes to God. Cause I don't know, I've done a lot of studying on that on my own, and I don't know, I'm a little, you know, but then again, I don't know, you know, it could be the other way. But either way, I don't think it really matters, because your next conscious moment, you would be with Jesus anyway, so.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I'm just trying to look at what I have to be thankful for and think of good things, you know. Sometimes, you know, when you wake up in the morning, things come in your mind, like I was remembering things I didn't want to think about. And then I just start speaking in tongues, and then I just start thanking God for all the good things and remembering the good things. Because there's so many good things that I just keep my focus on God, and I keep my focus on the good things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So, you're a great inspiration to
us. We're in adjustment period, Chris and I, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
But we're doing good. For, you know, as well as, you know, we're doing good. I mean, it's all where you put your focus.
That is so right on.
You're a great inspiration.
Really are. So bless your heart.
Yeah.
You may not even realise it.
Oh, you. That's one day at a time, sweet Jesus, yeah.
Oh, I so, get into that one.
None of us know if we have tomorrow, so just one day at a time, you know?
Yeah.
I like that song. It's a pretty song.
It is, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so I think that's... Who else is left that hasn't gone yet?
It's Russell Sr. and Kim Shirley.
Kim Hiley?
Kim Hiley's not on. He's come up because of his microphone.
Okay, Russell, do you want to...
Sure. Hey, Cynthia, I appreciate your words. God's working in you and great strength. With me, let's see, I've kind of, you know, I'm still recovering of this, from November. And I kind of asked God, you know, what do you want me to do? You know, I want to be engaged. Yeah. But it was kind of neat. The night before last, my friend Roy, who does windows, and been doing that since the 70s, and apparently 20 years ago, he fell off a ladder, right? And he hurt his right hip very badly. And then two days ago, it happened again. And he fell on the same spot. Still, what do you call it?
Still tender? Sore?
Yeah. Or swollen. Yeah, a lot of words. I can get it out. I kind of have to stick with it. But God's doing it. And so I hadn't even gone inside the day before yesterday. And I had a thought to call Roy. And he told me about it. And I ministered to him immediately. And he was healed instantly.
Yay.
Still swollen yesterday. But he was blessed that the pain, because it was really very painful for him to continue doing his type of work. So I was just blessed that, you know, God gave me a chance, and I've been kind of about the math, I can't say it, but I've been asking God, do you want me to speak in tongues and interpret or prophesy or any of those times? And I don't want to put my feet in my mouth. I know it goes past the brain. The Holy Spirit. It's not whether one brain's working and the other brain isn't. It doesn't matter. When I speak in tongues, it's perfect. I kind of put a joke, made a joke on Facebook from that old movie in the 60s, Mary, what's her name? Poppins.
Yeah.
Mary Poppins.
And I, super califragilisticexpialidocious. How do you like that? Now that has nothing to do with the Holy Spirit. maybe it is, I don't know. But it's neat that God has guided my steps into fellowship, talk to a fella that's on the other high Skype call that we go on. Great man of God. I wish I recorded it. It was everything that came out before I could even think it. he was saying it. So truly by the Spirit, and how great that Spirit shows itself as we just keep going to him. And faith, it's funny, some words I say all the time, and other times I stumble. But, you know, another great man of God had said God would show me how to rewire my brain. And that God can, you know, I don't know how it works. I don't know anything about doctors. I avoid those kind of shows ever since I can remember. And I don't go to doctors unless I really feel I have to. and I believe in his working results.
Yeah.
And of course I'd like it to go faster, but you know, I'm still, trusting for him, to just show me, mark it out for me each day, where it's like my arm, like I mentioned to the, I think it was, my arm, I can hold my, my fork or spoon.
Yeah.
More and more, it's stronger and stronger, and I'm like, oh, great, that's good. And that goes to my right side, my leg. And so I can walk. I don't need Shirley to hold me up. I'm walking. My one friend said, at least you're not going sideways. I said, yeah, okay. but, you know, God is, I really like hearing Jason talking about, you know, what he goes through day in and day out. I used to do windows. I used to, back in the early 70s, 80s, jump on a bus with my stuff and hit a neighborhood. And God was so faithful to provide every house on that block, so that I didn't have to go all over town. I just ended up going to one place and do the windows. And I see that in him, his believes, trust in God to direct his steps. I just love hearing when he's sharing on God's faithfulness. So anyways, on this meeting, several things, I've just heard things that just stood out. And it's nice to know our God is faithful and trustworthy. And we just stay on the ride. You know, we look to him and he's going to guide us. Take us from this to that, and glory to glory. Hey, I said it. It's nice because I'm very grateful that I have been able to recover quite a bit, and I have hope that it's going, you know, will continue. I'm competent. I know he's doing this, and Shirley doesn't like to speak on these calls, but she loves God so much, and she's always speaking the word to me. I mean, that's really all we talk about, and I am blessed that she's at my side and helping me to overcome a lot of this stuff too right now. But you know, naturally I just want to be in the game, you know, for lack of better words. I just want to be full force, fully working for God in whatever ways he gives me. My friend Roy, bless his heart, he's done so much for me and Shirley. And yet it's been great because we've been here for over a month and it has not cost him, to be here. You know, we're actually in his driveway with the motorhome. But, you know, we can go in, watch a movie, you know, have a smoke or whatever. He's such a great man of God. He doesn't say a whole lot. He's working with his brother, who's a wonderful man of God from the old days, and he was shot and had no use of his legs since, gosh, when was it, in the 80s or something like that, a long time ago. Yeah, he was in the fourth corps.
Wow.
Great man. And he took a stand where he was helping a believer and he got shot. And they keep giving him options. But he does not let them do what they want to do because he wants to be, he's worried that it may not turn out right. But Roy works with him. I've talked to him. He loves God. He's got great faith. He lives in Texas. And he's still entrusting God. And he listens to Sangit. Everything I give Roy gets passed on. He's got a sister over there, too. His name is... name is same as my middle name, but it's hard for me. P-A-L-M-E-R.
Palmer.
And Palmer, that's his first name. Mighty man of God. And even the doctors at the Way were blown away because where there had been internal... bleeding. They said it was a miracle because the wound was closed up, and yet there was blood in his belly.
Wow!
And so blown away how, you know, I mean, he could have died, of course. Again, standing in defense of another believer.
Wow.
It's really bizarre what story will happen. But anyway, so it's good talking to him, and it's so neat. God gives us opportunities to speak words of life that, of course, we've been blessed with great his guidance, and so we don't know it all, but we have so much opportunity to give so much more, and give and give and give, and our God is so good. And you know, who's the other man? Anna's husband?
Pedro?
Yeah.
Pedro, yeah.
Yeah, I've been listening. I've been so blessed listening to him other times. I don't say so much, but his heart of giving is exemplary. Hey, that was a fancy word. His love to give. And, like, whether it's talking about praying and continue to look to God.
Yeah.
So I think we're all kind of learning that. And I'll give it back to Lawrence. And I just wanted to share some of that. Thank you.
Bless your heart, Russ. Really great to hear you.